This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is going to be gone around the end of February or early to mid-March. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, and you're wondering, how does this brother know when Joe Biden's going to call it quits? Well, I've gotten it wrong because I thought it would be before the end of the year, but I have told you it's brewing. In case you guys don't know, I wrote a piece that said the Obamas are now going after Biden. He is free reign. Yeah, now that you can go get it. The media, everybody, it's about to come down. And the deadline, I'm telling you right now, the deadline is February 28th. It could go into March because they got to still some cleanup. You know what I mean? Cleanup on aisle 46. Yeah, there's a lot of cleanup with Joe Biden, but they got to start making moves, and they already are. You've heard me talk about it. If you've been listening to the show, if you've been paying attention, and I know you have, I've been telling you. It's coming, and it's long overdue, to be honest with you. And why am I giving that date of February 28th? Because that is the day that Hunter Biden has to testify before the House, one of these committees that's going after the Biden family for the devilishment they've been doing. And that's part of it. The other part is, if you watch Joe Biden, he's going downhill like Jean-Claude Keighley. There is no, some of you may not know that reference, but he was a heck of a skier. And I'm telling you, he's flying downhill. Not in a good way. Joe Biden is toast. Joe Biden gives one speech, and I crap you not. You know what I'm telling you. You watch one speech of Joe Biden, and what do you get? You get three, four gaffes. And it's not one, you know, every now and then, and the next one he does okay, and then, you know, three, four speeches later, every single speech Joe Biden gives, he can't read the teleprompter, he mixes something up, or he just flatly says something that people go, what? What did he just say? Did he just say Trump was the sitting president? Yeah, he did. We had a clip of him. What did he say? He mixed up the words. Was a professor and predecessor. Watch, we have that clip, right? Listen to Joe Biden when he messes it up and what he does, and then he drones off and goes, well, just forget about it. Because there's this thing that he always says when he knows his brain has gone on vacation, when GPS has taken a detour. Here it is.
My professor, I won't get into my professor. Well, look, my predecessor, though.
Maybe that fools some lefties, but it doesn't fool me. My professor, I won't get into my professor. He meant to say predecessor. He misread it. And he was going to have to make up a story. My professor, one time he didn't show up to class. And, I taught the class. And then they never brought him back because I did so well. So I became the professor at the University of Delaware. Yeah, that's the ticket. You remember Tommy Flanagan, the dude on Saturday Night Live? Yeah. He's hanging out with Barack. Muhammad. Yeah, he would always lead you down the path. And he was, I think they called him the habitual liar. That's what Joe Biden is. Now, I want you to understand, Joe Biden is not only a pathological liar who suffers from dementia. I mean, if you're going to be a liar, you need a brain that's going to keep up with the lies. You need a brain that's like, okay, what did I say to Kevin? Okay, now then, what did I say to Andrew? And what did I say to Melissa? And what, you know, you got to remember. And it's just, that's why I tell my son all the time, look, just tell the truth. It's a lot easier to keep up with. Good example. He goes out to the mall. Hang out with his buddy. One of his buddies lives way across town. He was over here staying with his grandparents. So we let him go out because he's on restriction. So he goes out. He's hanging out with his buddies. He comes home. He has a certain amount of time because, you know, we made an exception because he doesn't see this buddy all the time. So he comes home. 2 hours later, and, you know, his mom goes into stealth mode. She becomes Columbo, and she accuses him of, you know, what were you doing, this, that? And he's like, I can tell by his demeanor, because I've got him doing a project with me in the garage. And I can tell by his demeanor he's done nothing wrong. And he was like, well, I don't understand. And she's like, eh, and she's going after him. And I'm looking at her going, you know, behind him going, you're going the wrong way. You know, he didn't. And so you can tell she kind of catches herself. And so I finally say to him, look, if you've done something, tell us. He goes, I haven't. And I can tell. I mean, I got the LIDAR, you know. So anyway, he leaves. Not in a bad way. He went to go do something. I said to his mom, I said, you were wrong. She goes, I know. She goes, I got to go apologize, which is good because we're good about that. We want to make sure, you know, we know. So she goes and apologizes, and he comes back in, and I said, did you talk to your mom? He said, yeah. He goes, I didn't even think that these girls that we were meeting with. He goes, we actually sat down to have lunch with them for 10 minutes. But he goes, I didn't even think about that. Because she accused him of not going to be with his buddy, but to go be with these girls. He's like, no, they just happened to be there. It was a mall. All the kids go there. But what I told him was, you know what's good about this? I go, you can tell it was truthful. There was nothing in your body language that said anything. I go, how did it feel? He goes, it felt good. I go, well, exactly. That's why you deal in the truth. So anyway, he's a good kid. He really is. He's bright, going through the normal teenage stuff, but you got to be tough. Anyway, I don't have to give you guys lessons on how to raise chirons. You know how to do that. But I do want to go back to Joe Biden. Because what I want to tell you is, their strategy has to be in place. The Democrats, the leftists, the evildoers, the scoundrels, the scumbags, the skanks. Their stuff has to be in place by February 28th. Because Joe Biden is going down the slippery slope, man. And he's got no poles. You know, he's skiing like, oh, man. And he's about to hit a tree. They have to have a strategy to get rid of Joe Biden. Let me tell you why. Joe Biden, if they continue, will be impeached. Now, they'll try to spin that as, oh, those dirty Republicans are impeaching Joe Biden and they have no evidence except his bank records, his tax records, the clandestine audio between the people that he committed these crimes with, SARS reports, and on. Joe and Hunter Biden's sworn testimony. They've got to have something in place. They don't. It's going to get ugly. So I want to talk about, it's kind of a continuation of the first hour of embarrassing Joe Biden moments, but if they think they're embarrassed before, wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Republicans are slow walking the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden, but it's coming. It's coming. The strategy for the Democrats has to take into account that impeachment is looming, and it will happen. You hear my voice? It will. It'll happen. Kevin Jackson is here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, you got to go to the store. Chris has done an amazing job. We just launched our Trump mugshot tennis shoes. You got to see them. They're awesome. You want to kick some booty in some tennis shoes? These are it, man. These are MAGA infused. Go take a peek. Shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. The Trump collection. You won't miss it. You'll love them. I'm going to be the first one to get a pair. So, and I'm going to put them up because they're going to be the first pair we ever make. Yep. Anyway, boy, I would not want to be a Democrat right now. The border situation has blown up. Joe Biden is threatening civil war against the state of Texas. Remember the Alamo? Well, Texas ain't going to lose this one. What's Joe Biden going to do? Going to nationalize the National Guard of Texas? Good luck with that. If I'm a Texan, I would absolutely go back and fight with Texas against Joe Biden's government. I would. Hey, NSA, you heard me. They want to create a war inside of the United States because Texas wants to protect its border against an invasion? Please, you can't win that battle. Even Democrats aren't stupid enough to go for that. And they're pretty stupid. What does it take for Democrats to cry mercy on Joe Biden? I'm talking about to say, okay, look, y'all, you're right. Just leave us alone. Please just leave us alone. We're sorry. Why can't you just apologize for being the brain-dead, bonehead morons that they are? And look, here's the deal. Either if you're stupid enough to vote for Biden and you want to call him stupid, well, how stupid does that make you? You've witnessed the carnage of Joe Biden, and you still want this clown. I'm not telling these leftists what to do. You can do what you want to do. As my grandmother said, I ain't here to tell you not to be stupid. We need stupid people in the world, okay? But what do you expect? You got Bidenflation, you got wars, external wars, internal wars. Nothing's getting any better, and you want more of it. What kind of nonsense is that? Joe Biden, what is your deal? We had the Iran, I think it was Iran, Iranians, it wasn't the Houthis, attacked one of our ships with drones, killed three servicemen because Joe Biden is weak. Everything that is happening in the world right now that is stupid is because we don't represent power. We don't show that the United States is a powerful ally. Look, I'm not telling you to intervene in everything. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not telling, this is going on in Poland. Let's go do. Joe Biden is an interventionist. Look at what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. This war that Joe Biden started, the Joe Biden Ukraine Russia war. Surely we could brand it that if we had any abilities within the Republican Party, but they're too stupid to not, and they're not doing it. How about we get some Republican leadership that understands the marketing of our party is as important as the issue of the things that we address? Look at the Democrats. They've been marketing themselves for decades. What have they actually accomplished for any special interest group they've represented outside of the LGBT? And maybe a little bit of the Muslim love they showed. But now look at what the Muslim love's doing to them. The people that they supposedly love, they're not backing them right now. So Palestine is, all the Palestinians are, which doesn't really exist, but all the Muslims are like, oh, look at you, Joe Biden. We hate you, Joe Biden. Black folks are leaving them in droves, leaving Joe Biden in droves. I could go on. All this is happening. But I go back to this. Tell me who they've helped. Have they helped women? What have they done for women? What have they done for blacks? What have they done for Latinos that couldn't have already been done for themselves? And speaking of the Muslims and the LGBTQIA plus WTF community, what have they done for them that they couldn't have done for themselves? Seriously. They were much more respected. I'm not going to talk about acceptance and all that, but I know this. Most people respected the humanity of gays that I know. They didn't like your lifestyle, but they respected. We've lost respect for the LGBT community. These are people that want men to play women and go beat up on women. Well, why don't we just condone beating up on your spouse while we're at it? Oh, yeah, I'm ranting. I know it. Anyway, I would not want to be a Democrat right now. And I said earlier, first segment, I said Joe Biden's going to be gone February-ish, late February, just in time for Black History Month. Maybe they'll do it symbolically, get rid of Joe during Black History Month. It had to happen. We had to get rid of Joe. Black people will get smart on the left and go, you know what? If we're going to jettison that old clown, let's do it during Black History Month. Let's make some serious history. But what else do they have to get ready for? They got to get ready to pardon Hunter Biden. They have to have a strategy in place. They can't let this go willy-nilly. What if Kamala Harris, what if she goes all sister girl and forgets about that white boy? Then they got to figure out who's going to run against Donald Trump. Trust me. Trust and believe, people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Network right now. The Democrats are scrambling, trying to figure out, who are we going to get? And I know I already talked about Michelle Obama. Oh, Kevin, they're going to put Michelle Obama in and she's going to do it. Who do you think they're more, who's more afraid of whom? Are you afraid of Michelle Obama? Let me ask you, are you going to go indict her for things she hasn't done? Are you going to accuse her of, you know, sexually harassing some page or whatever, some boy or who knows, some girl that worked for her or her husband? What are you going to do against her? You going to empower the DOJ or the media against her? What are you going to do? Nothing. Because she's not worth it. You know what the left is doing? They are targeting Donald Trump. Who's more afraid of whom? Donald Trump has 91 indictments. And I dare you. Go read about any of them. Well, judges rescinded this. Judges done this. Fannie Willis is in trouble. Letitia James' case has taken a turn for the worse. Judge ruled against... Anti-Trump judge rules against the other side. I mean, Illinois Supreme Court favors Donald Trump. You want to know why? No. Do you really want to know? It's because he's not lying. He hasn't done anything. I hate to break it down that simple, but that's what I'm known for. He hasn't done anything, so they got nothing. So these cases are just nuisances. They're just meant to keep him off kilter, keep him off balance. Well, they picked the wrong Negro, because Donald Trump, you got to love the Negro man. He is in there going, you know what? Bring it. Bring it to me. Captain Marvel, Captain America, whatever. He's one of them. Pick which one you want. So the Democrats have to strategize big time. What are we going to do? Joe's impaired. It's clear. What are we going to do? We can't keep standing behind him. If he's impaired, it's going to make us look bad. And then we got to pardon Hunter because he'll drop dime on all of us.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The President of the United Auto Workers claims President Biden is a man that the working class voter can trust.
Biden has a history of serving others. and serving the working class and fighting for the working class, standing with the working class.
UAW President Sean Fain issued the remarks during an interview with CBS News on Sunday. Fain announced the UAW's endorsement of the Biden campaign last week. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assured that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. The Mona Lisa is reportedly left undamaged, that after a group in France demonstrating food insecurity through soup at the iconic painting last weekend in a show of protest. The glass case covering the painting protected it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump, when he was commander-in-chief, refused to visit a cemetery, U.S. cemetery, outside of Paris.
Lie.
For fallen American soldiers.
Liar.
And he referred to those heroes, and I quote, as suckers and losers. He actually said that. He said that. How dare he say that?
How dare
he talk about my son and all of us like that?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope to be a little bit more intelligible than the sitting resident-in-chief, commander-in-grief, Joe Biden. But we're talking about him because the man is an idiot. I want to play a series of clips and different things about him, and this will all make sense, but sit with me, understand where I'm going with all of this as you listen to these clips of Joe Biden.
Asylum officers and over 100 cutting-edge inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming across our southwest border. I think this country's been pretty tough for a lot of people, but we're making progress. There's a lot more on the way. Greedflation. Shrinkflation. You see that article about the Snickers bars? Well, it's going to stop. America, we're tired of being played for suckers. We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the middle of America unless you want to get the benefit. Over 140 police officers were injured. Jill and I attended the funeral of police officers who died as a result of the events of that day. Because of Donald Trump's lies, they died because these lies brought a mob to Washington. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in. And by the way, with other movies and movies, she's earned a Golden Globe and a Primetime Emmy. That's me. Primetime Emmy. Anyway, the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa of Putin's kleptocracy, yeah. And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga $159,000 left.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him the idea that Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, to... we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is... let me say it another way. With the nature, not a solid meaning, they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K.
Sad. That's what that is. That's sad. Jill Biden, the Biden family, Hunter, people are making deals that involve the American citizens, that involve our infrastructure, that involve big decisions about what we do, how we move forward, and that is what is represented. And if you don't believe me, if you think, oh, Kevin, you're just going after him, I will tell you this as God is my witness. If this were Donald Trump, I'd be playing the same clips and saying, get him out of there. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is patently ridiculous, what we're witnessing here. It's scary. And I think the biggest thing, and what, if I were advising Donald Trump, I would be saying this every single day. I'd say, you know what? Let me tell you how much the Democrats hate America. They let Joe Biden be in charge. And I'd play clips of him and say, look, I'm not trying to make fun of this guy, but is this who you want negotiating on your behalf when you know what he's been doing for himself and his family? Where are the Republicans? Where's our marketing? What do you need to do to expose him? I'll ask you this. Do you think that Joe Biden could be the CEO of any Fortune 500 company in America? Name me one. The board would never vote for him. He could even be submitted. People would go, are you kidding? Can you imagine him in an interview? And I swear I'm not trying to make fun of him. He deserves it. When he gets out there and acts like he's Mr. you know, Mr. I got a dip, a hip in my step here. Look, look at me. Then he stumbles and falls. Notice you haven't, they haven't put him on any stairs. Joe Biden talks to people. He's not going even 3 steps. They won't let this man go up. Now, Trump's been talking about that. And he's been hinting at policy issues, but he's got to up his game. And so do you. I don't know who you refer to, but refer him back to this episode of this show and say, Kevin Jackson played a whole litany of things, of clips of Joe Biden. I didn't make this stuff up. And for the record, I want you to understand, everything that we just played there, I think is easily within the last couple of months, and most of it's been within the last couple of weeks. The UN alone, Joe Biden was such an embarrassment. It was clip after clip after clip, unintelligible. I'm not talking about a slip of the tongue. We all do that. You know, I've done it more as I've aged. I catch myself most of the time. But Joe Biden's doing it consistently to the point of scary. And the Democrats want this guy to run against Trump. I already told you. Issues are happening. I gave you the date. February 28th, it'll all be over for Joe Biden. Unofficially, if not officially. He's dead man walking, and I don't mean that in a, you know, assassination or anything. I'm talking about politically. He's dead man walking. Now, I want you, as you contemplate this, and we're going to still discuss it a little bit further, I want you to ask yourself, why would Trump want this job? Look at every... if Donald Trump said, I'm done, 91 indictments go away. He goes back to living with a trophy wife. He goes back to being a billionaire that they leave alone. They'll probably clean up his if Trump negotiated with him, they'd make him look like he was amazing. He would say, look, I'll leave, but you got to clean up everything. You got to make me look like what I was. And they was done. They clean it up. Next thing you know, man, it'd be glowing reports about Donald Trump. Why would he want this job? Why would Donald Trump put himself through 91 indictments? All the vitriol he has to take, the media onslaught, the leftism that targets him for no reason. If Trump quit, they would probably throw E. Jean Carroll off a bridge if he quit. How dare she sue him? We know that's a frivolous lawsuit. She's going to be made to pay. They would turn on that woman in a minute if Donald Trump said, in fact, Donald Trump should say this, I'll quit. But here's who I want to succeed me. He picks somebody that he wants. But then he goes on. He says, I want E. Jean Carroll to go away. I want all these cases to go away. I want you to clean up my whatever. I would even tell him to start doing it. And then I'd consider just to see what would happen. But all I'm telling you is, why would you want this? Why would you want to? You inherited a crappy economy from Baby Black Jesus. And you had to fix that. Now you're inheriting an economy from Joe Biden, which is worse. Built by an economic moron, this economy. Would you want to follow Biden? I don't mean it because it's easy in one respect. You would go, yeah, Kevin, I'd follow Biden because anything looks good. You can't do any worse. But look at everything you've got to fix. I want you to contemplate who's going to fix it. Because keep this in mind. No matter who you get to fix it, the left is going to beat him up. Think about how vetted Donald Trump is. He was the most vetted presidential candidate in history in 2016. What do you think he's going to be when he wins in 2024? He's untouchable. He's free to do whatever he wants to do. Lame duck president. All he's got to do is put in a teaching mechanism. So he teaches whoever is going to inherit the throne, and he goes to work destroying the deep state swamp rats. What a gig. They have nothing on him. What else are they going to pull?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, even as we evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships, let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
I was super like Kevin Jackson, and I swear it's not so fair. I have not had more than two drinks.
Welcome. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. That was Joe Biden at the UN. And for the record, at the UN, he had multiple things that he was talking about that you're going, what did he just say? What? What? But we're talking about his problems, and they're only going to get worse. I've said this on this very program multiple times. I don't want to get all sophisticated, but I've told you this. Yes, Joe Biden slurs, what else can I look? I don't know much about that. I'm no doctor, but I know when a person speaks. If I were to come on the radio tomorrow, and I were like, "Hey, everybody, how are you doing? Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson," I would have 5 million of you writing to me. I'm kidding, whatever. But I would be getting people going, "Kevin, are you okay?" It's funny. I'll give you a quick story. When I'm not feeling well, if I'm coughing, people will send me a note. "Kevin, you seem like you were coughing more on the show today. You might want to take some this or do this. Make sure that your lungs are clear." They send me advice, and it's usually ladies. Yeah, they have this mothering instinct like, "Kevin, you got to be okay now. We need you." And they send me advice. So you can hear it. Melissa, let me tell you something. That woman knows. If I'm talking a little bit off, she'll go, "Oh, do you have like a mouth ulcer?" I go, "Yep." I'll be trying to cover it up. I've got mouth ulcers since I was a kid. And my grandmother would put, I guess they call them cankers or something. She would put this medicine on there that would just burn like the Dickens, but they would go away within a day. They don't make it anymore. I think it's illegal. I think they outlawed it. I wish I could find it. I might have to go to Scandinavia or somewhere to get it. But if they had it, I would get it because those suckers hurt. And they can be little. And they grow and they get big and they got to, it just hurt like the Dickens. And Melissa knows the minute that I have one when I start talking a little funny or holding my mouth, she's like, "Do you have one of those swords?" And I'm like, "Yep." Because you just know. And I'm sure there are things you know about your mate. Like, they get up and they're walking a little funny, and you're like, "Oh, is your hip bothering you?" "Yep." And they try to hide it. Like, "That's okay." But you just know this stuff. Joe Biden is losing it. I'm going to play for you. I'm not going to pay you anything, but I'm going to play for you. Again, some more clips. Just a few. These are short. They're short. But here's what I want you to know. This is something that's happened in the last couple of months. If I played you Joe Biden stuff that's happened in the last 3 months, I'm not exaggerating it. I could play an hour of just letting it play. Me going, "Okay, here, Kevin Jackson, we'll have another segment. Here you go." I could play an hour. Slurring his speech, mispronouncing words, trying to act like he's done something, or having a memory lapse and trying to make up a lie. Whatever. He's done it all. I'm going to play a few of these, and just to remind you, this one we're going to start out with, I think, is in Brazil. And then we're going to talk just two or three others, just so you get what I'm saying, and we'll move on, because we got a lot to talk about.
But we know our progress on these challenges depends on our workers. They will drive our clean energy transition. They will keep the global supply chain secure.
I'm proud to announce $1 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure law will be
used. I come from the state of Delaware. Everybody thinks the big industry is chemicals. It's chickens. Chickens. Broiler chickens. Billion-dollar industries. And needs help. So anyway, sorry, I don't want to get too personal here.
We're going to move to the next set, but we're going to pause for a moment for the press to exit.
And all the studies show, by the way, people get from point A to point B faster on a train than their car. They take the train. You've heard me say it before, and I apologize for having to repeat it. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, something is still fundamentally wrong in this country. And that still exists.
Embarrassment is what Joe Biden is. But I want to move on because I want to talk about the media, and I want to go on a little bit of Bidenomics and some other stuff. But the troubles are growing for the Bidens. The troubles are growing for the Democrats. And that's good news for America. And all you have to do is be who you are, conservatives. It's really that simple. Be who you are. Americans losing trust in the mainstream media. The New York Times lost $30 to $40 million in 2023. Are you aware of this? They're cutting 74 jobs. Washington Post lost $100 million. They're cutting 240 jobs. That's chump change for Bezos. $100 million? Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. The LA Times just laid off 115, finger quotes, journalists. 22% of its newsroom. The Atlantic is still unable to turn a profit. NBC just slashed 75 jobs. Note, folks, nobody is rejoicing over this when people lose trust in you, but you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So, the media is in triage, and that's part of the problem for the left is, I want you to understand, we are still winning because they rely on these journalists, finger quotes, these people to go out and create fake news narratives and fake news stories. And let me tell you, how many times are you going to look at a person next to you, watch them get fired, know that your narratives that you guys keep setting, you're the ones in the meeting rooms and the pitch meetings going, let's do some bashing of Trump. Let's do some bashing of Trump. Let's report on lies. Let's report on COVID vaccine good. Joe Biden is not demented. And think that you're going to get away with this. How long before it finally catches up to you? Simple question. We've talked about DEI jobs going down the drain. They can't sell any of this crap that they're doing. This is what should give you heart. They can't sell it. It's been going on for quite some time. And by the way, these types of things show up in the most innocuous areas. Think about the different award shows, the Emmys, the Grammys, and all this other stuff. All these people that have gone woke, all this nonsense that has allowed the government of Joe Biden to run roughshod over people, to get people to stop critically thinking about what is he doing to us. CBS was looking for people to be happy about Bidenomics. I don't know if we played this clip the other day, but it's worth playing 1,000 times. And here's what they found.
Yeah, so people are really bummed out about the economy here in New Hampshire, even if the overall big picture numbers are going in the right direction. And even if people's own personal experiences in general are going okay, there's a lot of gloom. And one of the reasons is food prices, for example, generally going up. And we talked to a bunch of people outside of a grocery store in Derry, New Hampshire. We couldn't find anybody feeling good about the economy. And that's just human nature. Psychologically, you go into a store, if you're paying more for items that you get every week, that really sticks with you. It really annoys you. It gets you down. People were upset about it. And so are they making it? Yeah, they're making it. But are they bothered by the fact that frozen OJ has gone up double digits and that steak on Friday is up double digits? Absolutely. And that's really driving people's perspective on things.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Tony Docupil. He's a CBS Mornings. He's on that team. Looked in New Hampshire. Couldn't find anybody that was like, woohoo, all excited. Nobody. I'm not talking about it, 1 out of 50 or whatever. He couldn't find anybody. And I went to this after I looked at the video and I was looking at the tweets, and here's what somebody said. The economy is great. Bidenomics, baby. Biden is making the USA great again. Repeat until you believe this. People are mocking Joe Biden. They are mocking the Democrats. They are mocking this border solution. They are mocking the J6 Commission. They are mocking the anti-Trumpers. They are mocking the vaccinated. They're mocking Big Pharma. They're mocking all this stuff because they're finally coming to their senses and saying enough is enough. Here's another one. Yes, it's all psychological. Big picture looks great, blah, blah, blah. Never mind that some grocery items are up 50%, that young people can't afford rent, that used car prices are through the roof, etc. Forget that struggling taxpayers are asked to pay off other people's student loans to subsidize illegal aliens. Everything is just great. I could add to that. Pay for a war that we got no skin in the game. Why? Because Biden said so.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.